brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I've got Alex in the studio with me. I'm David Knight filling in the rest of the show. But Alex is joining us today to talk about the Hunger Games and to talk about the burgeoning police state. You know, it's one thing. We talk about that all the time. We see it happening all over the country. It's one thing to talk about it. It's one thing to understand it. It's another thing to experience it firsthand. And that's exactly what Alex and most of the InfoWars crew did last week. I was watching it here live in the studio. It was pretty amazing. But even then, it's not the same as being in the middle of it, is it, Alex?
That's right, folks. And again, it is Tuesday, the 26th day of November, 2013. And as usual, wild horses cannot drag me away. I had more stuff I had to do today, but I am going to go home early today. And I've actually got my children up here with me today at the office. But we're getting some other things finished, working on the Obama deception too, working on the nightly news, finishing up some work on the new studio. Really a busy operation here in the fight for liberty. But I thought, you know, while I'm here, why not give folks my review of The Hunger Games? I know it's been out since last Friday, but I went and I saw it last night and have some reflections on that coming up in the next segment that I will then tie into some of the police state news just that we see locally here in Austin, Texas. And outside Austin, Texas, where, according to the cell phone video, a young man saw two girls fighting. So he was walked up, was standing there, and then was walking away and had done nothing. And he wasn't a troubled student. He was a good student. And they tasered him in the back in Bastrop, a Mr. Rivera, 17-year-old young man. And he fell over, bashed up in his head, and is in a coma, and they believe he's going to die. Or they take him off life support. So I just wanted to point that out, that the police are militarized. They have been trained that we're the enemy. The conversion over to this system is almost complete, and we are living in the Hunger Games.
That's right.
And it really clicked when I saw the film that, my goodness, we're already living in this, and this is Agenda 21. This group of books and what is in the film is literally the neo-feudalist system where we're under serfdom in a post-industrial world living at starvation levels with a ration card. And if we go above our calories, we're killed. Mm-hmm. That's literally the books. And then there's high-tech megacities with super advanced nanotech, you name it. That is actually in the plans going back to the 20s with Huxley and his brother and all of the top eugenicists. This is really their plan, and they're really deploying it. So I want to talk about that when we come back. Plus, we have a special new radio/TV intro. Darren McGrane is just an amazing editor and also a great reporter. And so I kind of quasi-directed this piece with him. And it's a nice little three-minute intro that's only a small section of how serious the police state is. So if a police state came, would we notice it? Well, some of us have, and then we, of course, are the heretics. We're criticized, and in most authoritarian societies, they admit you're under an authoritarian society. It's just implicit. Here, it's this no-man's land where those of us that are not completely brain-dead know we're in deep trouble, but then the rest of the public are in denial. But that denial is rapidly boiling away, and so now they're taking the velvet glove off the iron fist. Also up on InfoWars.com, for some reason we didn't post it to the YouTube channel yesterday, but it was on PrisonPlanet.tv and premiered on the radio. We have the Vivian Kubrick impromptu on-the-street interview that Josh Owens did a great job putting together and editing, and we're going to have a more focused boil down of that coming up in the next few days on the Nightly News, because I know you're a big Kubrick fan. So David Knight's going to be hosting the whole show with a bunch of special guests and ton of news. I'll be with you for the next segment straight ahead. So again, the info war will continue on the other side, and you, of course, can follow all of what we do on Twitter at Real Alex Jones, and the Facebooks and all the rest of it are listed on InfoWars.com. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We'll take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
As KSLA News 12's Jeff Bell discovered, that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring into the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint. joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm here live in the studio with Alex Jones. That was an amazing new intro put together by the people that are working on the documentary. That's a sample of what's going to be coming up in this documentary. Darren McBrain and others put that together. That's a great segment, Alex.
Well, I wanted to actually, the last few weeks we've been working on some new intros, and that's just one of them for radio/TV show and the nightly news. Just to illustrate on different subjects, a small snippet of what we're really facing, what we're really dealing with. And I wanted to segue with that because I want to give folks my review of the Hunger Games and then tie it in to the things that are currently happening in our world today. And then I'm going to leave you at the end of this segment, and you've got a bunch of guests coming up and a ton of really important news. But I will be popping in tomorrow, but then again on Friday with you. We're running a rebroadcast, obviously, on Thanksgiving on Thursday. And I think I'm going to go out Thursday night and Friday and cover maybe with some live feeds. Maybe I'll go out and report for you from the street Friday with some live feeds of the Black Friday madness, because that's always a great illustration of the stampeding and rioting and things that happen. So we'll have that for folks on Friday into the weekend as well. But we're live. It is Tuesday, the 26th day of November 2013. And I'm your host, and you're co-hosting with the hosts of InfoWars Nightly News. And, of course, that is David Knight. Now, we just show people a small cross-section of all over the country. The military is rolling out, preparing for war, not with Al-Qaeda, but with the Tea Party, with gun owners, with veterans, with Christians. They have the IRS. They have the other agencies persecuting them illegally. We have the president on at least eight different fields, from war to energy to open borders to Obamacare. The list goes on and on to federal appointments, operating completely outside of Congress and saying he doesn't need Congress. This has never happened, except under total martial law with Abraham Lincoln. This has never happened. And I have to say, that was on the war he acted dictatorial, not on all other issues. Mm-hmm. So Obama is officially, by every yardstick, on a scale of 1 to 10, a 10 being a total maximum dictator, Adolf Hitler, Saddam Hussein. Obama is about a 7 now. And the persecution's going on, and the arms buildup is going on. And
well, he set up the entire infrastructure. I mean, just because he hasn't started shooting people in the streets or rounding them up and putting them in prison camps, it doesn't mean that, you know, that's what you're talking about, the 7 on the scale of 1 to 10. He set up the infrastructure for tyranny. And just as they had in this video, he started it and he ended it with a military-industrial complex speech by Eisenhower, because that's what's driving this. It's the accumulation of weaponry.
Absolutely. And you know, directing that little intro, that's only a smidgen of the stuff I could have put in there. We could have an hour-long intro just showing more craziness on top of more insanity, because it's not crazy. It is the cold, calculated takeover of society. So what I'm explaining to people here is, in Nazi Germany, the first decade of the Soviet Union, or the Bolshevik takeover before the formation of the Soviet Union, that's how it began, was bureaucratic persecution. and tax persecution. That's how what Hitler did with the Jews and others was, you know, messing with their businesses, not letting them operate, right, auditing them, sending CPS to take their kids. This is already going on. And the CPS manuals demonize homeschoolers. We would have ABC News and others come up, the Associated Press as well, and would say to our, you know, folks that were out there demonstrating in Dallas on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they'd say, are you a homeschooler? Do you own guns? And these reporters, the ones that are left inside the system, were absolutely animated with demoniac glow. This one woman that was talking to Gucciardi, I walked over, and she turned on me and was like, smiling with hate. And I mean, these are actual operatives. Folks have to understand right now who's left in the system. Mm-hmm. Are either people that are total mercenaries and hate their job, and I've talked to some of those, high level and mid level and low level. I mean, Dallas Morning News writer came up in my hotel and she goes, oh, my dad's a huge listener. I want a photo for him. Yeah, I'm here to write this piece. I don't know. It's so great what you're doing. And then the piece comes out and it's a negative hit piece.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the type of stuff that goes on because they will not let it get out. The Dallas Morning News, by the way, is highly controlled. My mother worked there for many years.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to get into that. But the whole point is I grew up.
We see that from the story that they put out.
I mean, there was a bunch of them. And they were all literal, twisted fictions mixed in with some truths. Now, in the time we've got left here, I want to get into all this news and talk about the Hunger Games in context. I went to the Hunger Games last night with my wife. And the first one was pretty good. The second one had unbelievable cinematography. Just the scenes driving in the train, the scenes of the sports stadiums, the way they can. This was delicious to the eye.
Mm-hmm.
This film was delicious to the eye. You've seen it as well on Friday. But looking at it, you see, this is all coming true. This is all happening. This is actually the Agenda 21 exact plan. This woman who wrote it is either a total patriot, and aware of what's going on and super smart, or she's a total operative. Mm-hmm. And we tried to contact her many times. Obviously, she hasn't gotten back with us. As publishers and folks don't let somebody that big usually do interviews. They try to tie them down. But who knows? You know, she might be a listener like Vivian Kubrick, and her interview is now up on Infowars.com for folks that want to see it from yesterday if you're a radio listener. But looking at this, this is the dream. This is the greatest approximation of the competing eugenicist transhumanist programs that were launched in the 1850s, officially going into transhumanism and post-human model by the 1920s with this advanced breakaway technocracy above a feudal serf system with literal floating fortresses with peacekeepers coming down out of the sky. In fact, I read the book, Things to Come, and then he made it into a film. What was the name of the H.G. Wells film that came out in the 20s?
It was Things to Come.
That's right, Things to Come.
The book was, or the novel, Shape of Things to Come.
Exactly, but in that, it's a U.N. world government bombing the old countries that don't want to be part of it. They end the family. U.N. peacekeepers come down out of giant, what looks like bat-wing fighters, B-2 bombers.
Yep.
And then I watch this, it's giant bat-wing B-2 bombers. I mean, literally, that's how smart the New World Order is. H.G. Wells wrote a book and made a film that even by today's standards is incredibly high quality. There it is, Things to Come, that everybody should watch. It's free online on YouTube.
Yes.
In fact, one of our film contest entrants actually did one paralleling it to Agenda 21. That's why you watch this. This is a repeat of them shaping the mind, preparing everyone. Now, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt and say, well, you know, Hunger Games catching fire, just like Bane wants you to have a revolution and says, fire goes up. It's the same thing. They're trying to invoke a false revolution in a dialectic, this is on record, of the pressure they've created. And here's Peter Sutherland. Here's Peter Sutherland in The Guardian last week. Donald Sutherland, I always say Peter Sutherland. Donald Sutherland saying, I want Hunger Games to stir up a revolution. But what revolution does he want? Against capitalism, he says in here, and that he's a left-wing socialist. Now, I like Donald Sutherland. I also like the late Peter Sutherland. But the point is that we're going to come back and I'm going to break this down. But the issue here is that they have created the crisis. This is socialism we're seeing with fascism on top. Now their answer will be more of this. And so they're saying they hope to cause a leftist revolution with this film and others. So that's why it looks like it's anti-establishment, because the establishment is so sophisticated they have to steal our energy. We'll be right back with David Knight. I'm Alex Jones. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones Show. I'm joined here in studio with Alex Jones. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking about the Hunger Games and how it is either predictive programming for Agenda 21 or it's trying to wake people up. What do you think, Alex?
Well, I don't want to say that the writer of it's a bad person. I don't know, but this is the deepest dream of the New World Order. But with the H.G. Wells film and book, Things to Come, it was put out as positive. This is putting it out as negative. But you see what they're doing is they're saying the answer is rebel against this. Bring in socialism and communism. And that's the message is, well, we've got now more than half the economy going to socialism and redistribution. And the ultra-rich are offshore and are exempt. And they're the ones promoting this agenda. Why is that? Because it gives them a controlled economy, what they lust after, what they want. They're the ones creating this Hunger Games, gladiatorial, obsessed with, you know, vapid, shallow trendiness.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that's what this is all about. And this is the programming of the public with the false manufacture of culture. But what really clicked for me was that, you know, the actors in it are great. The starlet, the heroine, is just an amazing actress and you know, obviously very beautiful. So it's a very alluring film. But at its base, they say in there, we've got to crush this rebellion. We've got to show people there's no leaders. We've got to show people there's no hope. Kind of like Rollerball, which is came out in the 70s. It's all about globalism. And it's the same thing. Deindustrialize everywhere else. Centralized computer systems you don't have access to, technological elites. Again, they're showing you what they're building, and then here we are 40 years later, they built it. And then we'll be here 40 years later, and it'll be complete. And it's the end of humanity, the end of freedom. That's the basic goal of it. But looking at this film, David Knight, and understanding it, it's key to come down to the fact that they're trying to capture the revolution against tyranny they know is there and put it into a false socialist movement. But it is the so-called socialist and the so-called Republicans who are pushing the same agenda. So, again, this is just taking what's already going on in the real world and standardizing it into fiction to prepare the subconscious mind for it and expanding on that. They have the actual black Homeland Security vehicles mm-hmm. that they've distributed over 7,000 of the last few years that all the police departments are getting, but painting them tan for some reason. It's those actual vehicles. This, again, is just total preparation.
You know, it really goes back to a neo-feudalism, as you mentioned in the last segment. And the answer to feudalism is not socialism. The answer to feudalism was 1776.
The answer to it was the Renaissance, the discovery of the small business, the discovery of new ideas, of the printing press, of liberty. Liberty is the answer, not socialism, not stealing from the rich guys in the ivory towers to just pass it out to everybody, teaching everyone how to fish.
Yes.
But again, they don't...
Allowing private property. That was the key thing about feudalism. In feudalism, there were a few landlords that owned everything. And that's what we see happening, whether it's a Trans-Pacific Partnership or whether it's regs that are coming out of Washington. It's this small group of people who want to assert ownership over everything. That's what we see with the copyright laws, CISPA, and other things. They want to assert indefinite perpetual ownership over all intellectual property and make us all
certain. They want to own the economy and have us be renters in it if we are even allowed to live. And then finally, I want to show people some headlines that tie into the police state. This is just the last 2 days. Outside Austin, high school student watching two girls fight. They admit they just walked up, tasered him in the back. He fell over. He's in a coma. He's probably going to die. And the police say, if he doesn't die, we're going to charge him with interfering with police.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, it's all about their right. They're in charge. Oh, and here's the key. The Dallas police on Wednesday night and then the sheriff's deputies were overheard on Friday when they attacked his shed. We need to go after and basically arrest Alex Jones to show him he can't just come down here and demonstrate. They literally believe they'll lose control because they're doing such bad things and the system's doing this that we're being converted consciously to an authoritarian system. Now, here's another one. Businessman arrested for loitering, carrying legal gun on his own property by the police. That's WSB TV. I know you're going to cover that in more detail coming up, Dave. Here's another one. Utah mom says healthy son, 19-year-old, died. He said he was going out of the country, wanted to do the right thing, Fox News said. He did the right thing. He took the flu shot, caused an autoimmune response, and he died. And they're basically admitting the flu shot killed him. The insert says it can kill you. But here's the key, David. If he'd have been a baby and died, they would have arrested her. They know full well the shot kills the baby.
Sudden infant death.
The added goodie is getting to put you in jail. Mm-hmm. And so this is the system. They're killing us with the vaccines, the GMOs, all of it. The nanny state's not there to take care of us. It's there to prey upon us and to dumb down civilization and to literally wage war on humanity. David Knight, you're going to be hosting the next Wednesday and then, of course, on Friday and today. You're going to tell folks what's coming up after this. I'm going to turn the helm and the comm over to you. Great job. And folks can watch the Vivian Kubrick powerful interview up on Info.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. I'm going to be here the rest of the show, but I'm going to be joined at the top of the hour with Anthony Gucciardi. And we're going to take some of your calls at that time. And later in the show, Jakari Jackson is going to be joining me. We're going to talk about the burgeoning police state, among other issues. But first, I want to talk about Thanksgiving a little bit. You know, at Thanksgiving, we had the pilgrims, which actually literally means travelers or somebody on a journey. they left where they were in England and later in Holland because they didn't like the society. They didn't like what government was doing to their families. They didn't like the oppression. And there was a lot of oppression, whether it was religious or other issues. Oppression is still oppression. And so they packed up and they left. Now, today we can't really do that. There's not really anywhere left to go. That's why we're here. That's why we're fighting. I think all of us here at the staff at InfoWars know enough that we would be probably bugging out if there was any place to bug out to, but there isn't, and there's no place for you to go either. So we have to do something about this, and we have to take care of our own families. One of the things that these people found when they came to the U.S., they realized that they didn't know how to even grow their own food. They were pretty much dependent on the society that they lived in. And many of us are in that same situation today. It's time to start taking that back. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com and you can get the survival seeds. We have an InfoWars Seed Center. It has the widest selection of non-GMO, non-hybrid heirloom seeds available. And we've got seeds there from My Patriot Supply, Emergency Seed Bank, Heirloom Organics, and ARC. It's something you can do for your family, and you can teach others. You can teach people who are friends and family. You can be basically Squanto to them. You can teach them how to survive. Because, you know, it's not just a matter of leaving society. Our shaky infrastructure could leave you at any moment. You never know when that infrastructure is going to go down, and you could be in the same situation as the pilgrims who are starving through that first year until they finally figured out how to grow food. Right now, you've got the time. And you want to start with the very best material. That's why you should go to InfoWarsStore.com. It helps to support our operation. That's how we support our operation. We give you products that will help you in your life, and it also funds our operation. It's a win-win situation. Now, last week, as Alex was in Dallas with the crew, and they were protesting First Amendment because that was really the issue. We've been lied to for 50 years about what was going on with the Kennedy assassination. They don't want people talking about the real facts. They don't want people questioning the silly story that they're putting out, the narrative. It's obvious that there's a cover-up. People could see that 50 years ago, and for 50 years, they've got documents that they haven't released. For 50 years, they've been told the documents were burned, destroyed, that they didn't take any notes of the interrogation of Lee Harvey Oswald for 12 hours, that they took no notes whatsoever when they're investigating the assassination of a president. None of this rang true from the very beginning, but it was about more than that. It was about the fact that they were shutting everything down for the 50th anniversary, even to the ridiculous extent of paving over the X that marks the spot. You know, the fellow who found the Zapruder tape, who got it out of the congressional committee, once that surfaced, they were not going to show that to the public. And when he put that out there, he's been there ever since selling. Robert Groden has been selling information about the assassination to people, giving them information on site, fighting the Dallas city officials who are continually moving him away, arresting him. He's got a lawsuit going on now. And he put an X and has continued to put an X as they remove it at the spot where Kennedy was shot. So people can go there and see for themselves whether or not that aspect of the assassination is being correctly reported in the official story. But, of course, even that they wanted to get rid of. And they went to such extraordinary lengths. It was absolutely amazing to see that not only did they not just pull up the piece of tape, they said that they were afraid people would trip over a piece of tape on the ground. So they didn't just pull it up. What they did was they continually paved over that section of road. They didn't just pave over it once. They were working on it the entire time of the commemoration to basically keep people off of it and to keep him and others, to keep Groden and others from going down there and putting the X back on. It was an amazing piece of censorship. And then it was followed up, as we were in overdrive, it was followed up with the police, unprovoked and without warning, coming in and attacking Alex Jones, the protesters that were with him, the staff that were with him, after they'd been led into the area by the police, standing there calmly waiting to get access a little bit farther in. Then they were attacked by all of these goons, essentially, from the federal police. We can see them coming out of the Homeland Security trailer and just walk up and start punching and shoving people. And as I was driving home, after I had just seen this, I hear on the radio for the first time the story about the student down in Bastrop, where the police just walk up, and without warning, according to the family's lawyer, that's what the family is alleging, and that's what a lot of the students are alleging who walked out. They had a walkout there at the high school in Bastrop, which is just a little bit south here of Austin. And the other students walked out in disgust and in anger that this would happen to another student there.
There was a fight. He was standing around. He didn't get out of the way as quickly as the police wanted him to get out of the way, so they just tasered him. He fell, lost consciousness, as this often happens, just like with the knockout game. If you are immediately clocked or lose consciousness with a knockout game, or you're hit with a taser, you hit the concrete floor. Many people have been seriously injured. At least one person has died from the knockout game, and this is happening all the time with tasers. It's essentially the same thing. It's the police playing the knockout game. And what the police said, this is amazing. They haven't talked much because, of course, this is an open investigation. But what they said was that he looked as though he were ready to fight. See, if you even give them the wrong look, they feel justified to taser you. And what's making this worse, we see this happening all the time throughout the country. Just a little bit farther south in San Antonio, we now see that an officer has been arrested. While he was on duty, he raped a young woman on the squad car. He's 40 years old. I think the lady was 19. And a 19-year-old woman just raped her on duty as a police officer, pulls her over and rapes her. And then this story, this is one that broke on Ben Swan's site. Cops spray a woman's vagina with mace in order to punish her. In order to punish her. Again, this is New Mexico. We've seen a lot of stuff coming out of New Mexico lately that's absolutely amazing. My wife looked at this story and said, we are never going through that state. People in New Mexico need to try to get a hold of their police departments and control them. But, you know, it's not just New Mexico. I wish it was just New Mexico. This is happening everywhere. Those first two stories I just talked about, those are right here in Texas. There is no accountability to the police. It doesn't matter what they do. There's no accountability to them. Between the unions and between this club that they've got going, nobody has ever held to account for these crimes. And as long as that happens, these things are going to continue to multiply. Now, in this particular instance, she was in a jail, and they were taking her to a detention center, and the staff did this to, quote-unquote, punish her. They said, it's tantamount to torture. This is the ACLU talking about it. It's tantamount to torture. It's just maliciousness. The wanton disregard, the wanton maliciousness that the corrections officer demonstrated, this is the kind of chemical that is intended to be sprayed on other parts of the body to cause pain, but to spray it on the very most sensitive part of a person's body only doubles the pain. It probably is even more than doubling the pain. It's absolutely amazing, and it's exactly, you know, Alex was just in here talking about the Hunger Games. And you see there the arrogance. That was the thing that was bothering me about the live broadcast from Dallas, even before they came out punching. And that was to see how the police were so incredibly arrogant with anybody that wanted to talk to them. Ask them a decent question. Ask them a question about where something is. Give me directions. Or even after the event, when Alex asked them, where do I file a charge? I've just been assaulted by the sheriff's deputies. And they were incredibly arrogant. In most cases, they wouldn't even make eye contact with people who were talking to them. And it isn't just the fact that they were there as part of a demonstration. I've seen that over and over again. And as we were talking about last Thursday, when Jakari Jackson and I went down to the Austin airport to try to talk to the TSA, they stonewall us. They tell us, we're not going to talk to you. You have to submit questions. Of course, when we submit questions, they don't respond to us. When they come up and talk to us, they say, we're not going to talk on the air. And these are the public information officers. That's what their job is. Their job is to inform the public. Their job is to talk to the press. They are arrogant and contemptuous. And it's when you see these types of things happening, that they've done to these women, that they've done to these children, it's not surprising to see them do it to people who are protesting for the First Amendment. I've got to say that when we look at this First Amendment protest in Dallas, when we look at the Second Amendment protest that we went to down in San Antonio, the police were not afraid to come after a lot of people, even though we had a lot of cameras there. Even though we were broadcasting live, maybe they didn't know that we were broadcasting live. I would think that they would. We'd been saying that we were doing that. And at the time that they did that, we had a million people watching just on the YouTube, on the Ustream channel. It actually crashed Ustream. Now, if you go back and look at those videos, it's kind of interesting because Ustream doesn't count the number of people that were watching it live. They only count the number of videos, number of views of people that are watching the archive version. But they could see it on the screen. They snapshot the screen. We had a million people just on that stream, not counting people who are listening to our broadcast or listening on the radio, because we were in overdrive at that time. Some of the radio stations that are listening to us right now were not on there at that time. Yes, Alex.
But we will never be mainstream. If we had a billion listeners, we're not important.
That's right. That's
people
right.
People that the government certifies, they are important.
That's right. That's right. And it's interesting to see how, that was Alex popping in here and making his comment. It's interesting to see that the mainstream media essentially ignored it, except to attack us as conspiracy theorists. And remember that that was a term that was created by the CIA in the wake of the Kennedy assassination. And that was used as a deliberate method to make people, to ridicule people, to turn it into an ad hominem attack, to ignore what's actually happened. And we've got a video here that I want to play for you. This is a special report we had on the nightly news. And that's something, if you're not supporting the nightly news, you really need to consider that. It's coming up Christmas time. It's a great gift for people. You can see every one of the documentaries that Alex and crew have made. And if you saw that clip at the beginning that Alex put together with Darren McBreen and others, that was an amazing piece of work. And Alex has been working on this next documentary. It's going to be coming out in the spring. We have a wealth of information there. They can watch our documentaries, all of them, for free, as well as get a nightly news broadcast. So that's something that, just a little plug there, you can share that at Christmas time. It's a great gift for people. But let's go to this report that I did for the nightly news about government conspiracies and cover-ups.
Well, 3 years after an MI6 codebreaker's body was found padlocked in a bag, in an empty bathtub, in an MI6 safe house, the London Metropolitan Police have ruled that it was an accident.
Allow me to congratulate you on a brilliant bit of deduction.
That's right. Move along. There's nothing to see here. But there is plenty to see here about how governments work. His body was found inside a zipped and padlocked bag in a bathtub. No palm prints were on the side of the bathtub. No traces of his DNA on the padlock outside of the bag. His cell phone was wiped clean that day. And his employer, MI6, that's British Intelligence, didn't report him missing for 8 days, despite the fact that his body was in one of their safe houses just blocks away from their headquarters. And just last year, the coroner concluded that he probably was killed by another person. Coroner Fiona Wilcox said that it was, quote, a legitimate line of inquiry that other spies were involved in the death of Gareth Williams, 31, a member of the UK's Secret Intelligence Service, SIS, also known as MI6. But Metropolitan Police said he probably died accidentally on his own, rejecting conspiracy theories. His family said, if this wasn't the SIS and it was the Cray twins or someone else, you would be investigating. You would have gone into far more detail. And there were some more details thrown in. He had $30,000 worth of unworn women's clothing, a bright red wig, and some suspicious sexual things there. But the coroner's investigation ruled that he was not gay, not a transvestite. Those things, I believe, were simply red herrings to distract people from what the real question is, and that is, how could he have gotten padlocked into the bag? The Press Association reported that a former parachute regiment reservist who specializes in rescuing people from confined spaces was unable to lock himself inside an identical bag. No palm prints were on the side of the bathtub. No traces of his DNA on the padlock outside of the bag. He said, I couldn't say it's impossible, but I think even Houdini would have struggled with this one. This is something we've seen not just in the UK, but frequently in the United States, that people who have sensitive information about government secrets or about the people who run the government somehow just mysteriously die or commit suicide, even though they didn't have any history of being suicidal, and even though the explanations for their deaths make absolutely no sense. Take the case of Gary Webb, investigative reporter who supposedly committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice. It was merely coincidental that he had exposed CIA and Reagan administration using the crack cocaine drug trade to finance Nicaraguan Contras. Or take Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam who had perhaps incriminating information on very powerful men in Washington. She said this on the Alex Jones Show in 2008, shortly before she was suicided.
I have no intention of letting anyone buy me off or make any kind of a deal with me.
And you're not planning to commit suicide?
And I'm not planning to commit suicide either.
But you want to put it on record that you're not planning to commit suicide?
No, I'm not planning to commit suicide. I'm planning to go into court on April 7th if indeed we do have the trial, and I plan on defending myself vigorously, and I plan on exposing the government in ways that, I do not think they want me to expose them. I want them to explain to me in open court why they came after me.
Or take Aaron Swartz, a feisty internet freedom activist who led the defeat of CISPA.
We did it. We won. And then we started rubbing it in.
We're told that he hung himself, also in a fit of depression, concerned about the possibility of a long jail term sentence. He asked his fiancée to marry him just 2 months before his death, 2 months after federal prosecutors came after him with ridiculously trumped-up charges for downloading files from MIT, which neither the repository nor local law enforcement wanted to prosecute. And the prosecutor, Carmen Ortiz's husband, had tweeted that he had refused a plea bargain for just a 3-month sentence. Or look at the improbable details in Michael Hastings' death in a car explosion. He was being pursued by the NSA and the FBI for a story that he was writing and had warned colleagues that they would be questioned. And then there's the JFK assassination, where the lies are even more obvious after 50 years. But of course, if you question any of these improbable stories, you're labeled a conspiracy theorist and told to shut up. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
And he said, of course, there's also the person in Arkansas who was found with his arms and legs sawed off, and they ruled that was a suicide as well. You know, there's so many of these, we don't have time to do them all in one report. You could do an entire documentary on government suicides. But it's interesting to see how they followed up on this spine a bag story. They used the media. They had the media come in and film a woman who was a yoga instructor, about 4 inches shorter, quite a bit lighter, and she was able to get herself in that bag and lock it. But she still wasn't able to do it without getting her fingerprints and DNA on the outside, and that's the way they fake these things. We've seen this over and over again. If you want to know why this is going on, you ask questions, you want to investigate, you're a conspiracy theorist. We're going to be right back. We're going to have some analysis, not theories.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Alex is here. He's working on the documentary. He just popped in and said maybe they could get that lady that got in the bag where they had the spy in the bag. We just had the report last segment of a spy who they found locked in a bag, padlocked from the outside, no fingerprints, no DNA on the outside, and Scotland Yard brilliantly ruled that it was an accidental death. Even after a year ago, the coroner came out and said the obvious, that he had been murdered and put there by somebody else. And Alex had mentioned this Arkin side about the guy who was found with his arms and legs sawn off, and the police ruled that that was a suicide. Maybe they could try to get that yoga instructor to duplicate that trick. No, I don't think that's possible. But getting on to something serious here, you know, we were talking about, Alex came at the beginning of the program, was talking about the Hunger Games and how that is the kind of economic collapse and then feudalism that follows, where everything is owned by just a few people and everyone is in such desperate straits to eat, to survive. That's already started in Greece. That's already started where they've put the Goldman Sachs bankers in charge of the government there. And we have this story here that is on InfoWars. It's actually originally an RT story. And they're talking about the World Health Organization going in and reporting that since 2008, they've had this massive rise in HIV rates. And what they said is that half of these new HIV infections are self-inflicted. And why would people give themselves AIDS? The World Health Organization says this is to enable people to receive benefits of 700 euros per month and faster admission into drug substitution programs. If you look at the article on InfoWars, there's this picture that a photographer took of this old man humped over and walking along. He just came out of a 1 euro store. It's kind of like a dollar store over here in the U.S. And this fellow he wrote about, he took his picture and put it in. It's an epic picture. It looks like something out of the Great Depression, and it looks like something that we may be facing here in this country as well. In Greece, the photographer wrote this accompanying information. He said unemployment is 26%, and by the end of the year, it'll reach 34% of the active population. And he said this is the kind of unemployment that is only noted in countries that have typically been facing long-term wars. Well, see, it's unusual, but this is a long-term war. As Alex is pointing out, this has been their plan for a very long time. When he interviewed Professor Woods, and we're going to have that in a rebroadcast on Thursday, and they were talking about neo-feudalism, and he mentioned that this was something that they, even as far back, of course, Alex mentions it goes back to the middle of the 1800s, but even in the 1930s, they were talking about changing the credits from money-based system to an energy-based system. And if you notice, that's what they're trying, on the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve, if you look at what these carbon credits are, my opinion, what that is essentially the Federal Reserve and this private corporation being able to charge interest to anybody that has, as money is created, this private cartel gets to charge the entire United States population interest for every dollar that they print. And they, of course, decide how many dollars they're going to print. In the same way, if we allow these private carbon credits that Al Gore and his partner Blood and Gore and others are trying to set up, if we allow them to do that, if we allow them to change everything over to this energy system that they're trying to do, they will measure everything that we do. It's going to be much more lucrative for them. It'll be global. It's another way of establishing, in my opinion, a global Federal Reserve. And that's exactly what they were planning in the 1930s. 40 years before they started talking about global cooling and then about global warming. This predated the environmentalist movement for a long time. This is a long-term war. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.